Greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos
and Sister Amen,
and we had an incredible day. What a day we had.
I know. It was pretty awesome. Very busy.
We want to bring you some edification today. We traveled a very far distance. We normally don't travel many, many hours, and we did today.
Yeah, it was
good, safe travels. What did you like about the travel?
It was
hope you're all doing well, by the way.
It was so peaceful, because it was like country driving, two-lane highway, not cars screaming by every
second. We're out of Florida now, and it's not like, now it's kind of more relaxed.
What did I see yesterday and today?
A tractor!
Each day. It's just like comforting, thinking of old world, simple, quiet, peaceful. I was pretty excited to see
that. Yeah, we spent the winter in a lot of traffic around a lot of people, 28 million people in Florida. And when you get back into states that have 7, 8, 9 million more average, it's a big difference.
Yeah, it's more what we're used to. But it's all good.
Yep, it's all good. We love it. Time and a season, like we said the other day.
Oh, yeah.
So we travel far. We flew our gospel signs on the van. Did we have a lot of people beeping and waving today?
We did. My horn got a workout.
Sister Amen is, well, tell people that don't know, what do you do with your horn?
Oh, well, I honk it to get people's attention as we're going by, like, all the workers, the construction workers, people walking by on a sidewalk. I'll honk it.
I gave Sister Amen her own horn. She's got her own button.
Yeah, on my side. And it's a big, loud horn. Not like one of those air horns, like a semi, but
it's a happy horn.
Yeah, that's honk, honk. Like. It's very joyful. But what it does is if people are walking and they don't see us coming, if you honk it, they can see all the signs on the van. And a lot of times they'll look up and wave and smile. Then they start smiling even more.
We wave at them. Yeah. And so, yeah, it's bringing some joy and bringing the gospel.
Yeah.
And where did we stop? We stopped at rest stops and handed out the gospel and put the gospel out and talked to people.
Yep.
At gas stations and talk about the produce stands.
Oh, yeah, we went by one and we saw this produce stand had a whole bunch of signs lined up. You know, you go by it and read, it's got boiled peanuts, it's got honey, it's got this, it's got that as you're going. And so we pull in there and they got a really nice stand and things set up. It was really, really nice. But it was like really, really expensive, like a little container of oranges, like 4 or 5 oranges in it for $6 or $7.
Yeah, and we didn't buy none.
No, but it all looked really good. They did a really good job on it. We didn't get anything there, but
as we give them the gospel.
Oh, yeah. And as we got to the town that we're in, we know about a produce store that they got here. And I think I talked about it the other day about getting some discount produce. And the Lord blessed
me. You did.
With,
like, 6 pounds of produce for, like, what, $4?
Oh, at least, yeah. It was incredible. So I got vegetables and fruits to last us for a while.
Yeah, so that was pretty awesome.
Nice Titus II blessing.
Yep, and then we went down the road a little further. We got to the town we were going to be in, and we went out and flew gospel signs on a busy, busy corner. And, man, it was awesome. Brother Kuo had some good talks with people, handed out gospel cards. Sister Amen, she could talk about it, talked to a couple of young ladies and some other people. I had a God appointment. A young man, I think he was 32, in the Navy, and he walked up and I handed him a gospel card. We started talking. I talked to him for 45 minutes, Brother Kuo. I took him down to meet Brother Kuo. He was on the other corner. Talked to him for about another 20 minutes. This young man was a sponge. I have not met in for a long time somebody that I could see the Holy Spirit convicting them. He said, yeah, we should be serving Christ. And he said, we should be doing evangelism like you, right? And he said, I should be losing my life, right? And we're like, yeah. And he talked about his church, and he saw how false his church is. His wife fights him against doing that which he thinks he should for the Lord, so he confessed that. But it was incredible. And one of the best moments was when he talked to Brother Kuo, and then he went into town and he came back. I told Sister Amen, I'm not going to bother him. I'll just turn around. We were facing the street. He walked right up. He thanked me again. Mm-hmm. And I gave him a handshake and a hug, told him we're there for him to reach out to us. And it was incredible. It was so rewarding just being in the right place at the right time for this young man.
Yeah, amen. And, you know, it's pretty awesome because right before that, I said, hey, let's do a 3-minute test and see how many cars go by.
Yep.
And because I did that the other day, and in 3 minutes, it was 65 people I counted that went by. While we were standing in front of a
65 cars.
No, actually people, because I counted the people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And today, as we figured that out, I ran it 3 minutes. We both were counting from them, both directions and stuff. It equaled to be what?
Like 3,000 to 3,500 people every hour going by us.
It was busy there.
And we were there for many hours.
Super busy time. Yeah.
And so we were talking about how you think Flying Gospel Signs isn't as good as an event, but a big event might have 10,000 people at it. The really big events have many, many 10,000s of people. But a good-sized event has 10,000 people in a day there. Well, if we stand out for hours and there's 3,000 an hour, you beat that.
Oh, yeah. And those who want to talk will come up.
They always come up. They pull over.
Because we've had people, they go around the block. They find a place to park. They come over and talk. Yep. So, yeah, same thing. It's pretty awesome.
Talk about the two young women you talked to.
Oh, yeah. They're two young women coming by, and I offered them a gospel card, and one of them took it. The other one was a little bit hesitant. So out of the two of them, it was like a three-minute conversation because the one that didn't really want to listen said, "We got to get going. Mom wants us." They were 17 and 18. And so anyway, one of them was really listening. It was nice to be able to talk to her. And I left her with the fact that I said, you know, you got to dig deep in your heart and make sure that there's nothing you're going to cling to. You got to be able to lose your life here to find it in eternity. And she was really listening to the whole time I was talking to her. So it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, this young man in the Navy, both Akuo and I, told him, you've been given a gift. You've been given a talent. Now you're going to bury it and hide it, or are you going to multiply it and serve the Lord? And he was like, you could tell he was convicted by it. So it was awesome. I was praising God that we got to meet that young man. Mm-hmm. And so we finished that up, and then we went to a marketplace, and Sister Amin and I worked on getting our post up. Brother Kuo gave us some pictures and a video that he made for the post. And we're sitting in the marketplace, and we left gospel cards there, and it's time to leave. This is awesome. I thought our work was done for the day. It's time to leave, and we're going to go find our park spot at night because it's later at night. Brother Kuo locks his keys out of his car, and he's prepared. He got another key. But so it took us an extra 5 minutes. We would have been gone already. A young guy comes out of the marketplace we're in, and he goes, hey, you were waving at me on the street. And I said, what? He goes, that van I saw, you were waving at me. And I said, yeah, we held gospel signs. He goes, I gave him a gospel card. I explained the gospel to him. He goes, can I ask you a question? I said, what? He asked me who we are supposed to pray to, Jesus or God. And I helped him with that, and I rightly divided that. And he's like, oh, man, thanks. He's smoking a cigarette, covered with tattoos. And he asked me a question about God, and he thanked me. And he said, oh, man, I'll check out your website. And I thought to myself this verse, Sister Amin, 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer for every man that asks you a reason for the hope that was in you with meekness and fear. I thought my job was done. And I'm glad that the Holy Spirit had me ready, because I gave him an answer that he understood, because talking about the Holy Spirit and the Father and the Son can be confusing. He understood it, and I was there and ready for it. So that was perfect timing. If Brother Akua didn't lock his keys in his car, we would have been done. We would have been gone.
Right, yeah.
What do you think about that?
You know, I'm always amazed at how God lines everything up.
Yep.
And it's not to the works of any of us. We're just going about our days, and he guides and leads through the Holy Spirit, and he makes things happen. And when I see stuff like this and I see our days, it's not to any glory to us. It's all to the glory of God. But what I see is, how many hours were we out there today?
I think like four.
And average, say 3,000 if it was, that went by each hour.
Yeah.
And the one man walks
12,000 people.
The two young women. Brother Akuo had a handful of people stopping and talking to him.
Yeah.
But all the rest of them went by. Some honked and waved. But nobody else stopped. We'll see if we get emails. But this is kind of typical. It's the few, and God draws people. So remember that, sisters. It's not what you say, how you say it, what you do. It's not us.
Yeah.
It's all of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Is what I
Yeah, Brother Kuo and I talk about that all the time. I'm more bold, and I street preach more, and I say things different, and Brother Kuo does his preaching a little bit different. But we always talk about same results. People either hate the word or they're drawn to the word. It doesn't matter really how or what you're doing. Holding signs, handing out gospel cards, preaching loud, talking soft, talking slow, talking fast.
It's the word.
Preaching the word, sharing your testimony. It's the word, it's the truth, and you're right, it draws people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was an awesome day. And then we weren't done yet. Brother got a study done. I got a teaching done. sister got a sister's post done, and we got our post up. It's going to be linked at the Ecclesia page, the edification page, that we have some videos and stuff of the day that went by. So
it was a packed, jam-packed day, praise God. And you know what?
Super busy day.
We're getting older, and it seems like the
older we get... Are we getting older?
Yeah, the older we get, the more we end up doing sometimes. It just seems like the days keep getting more and more full. And I don't even think about it.
My body feels old sometimes, but I feel like I'm still really young, so I'm going to keep going.
I know, it's kind of hard to associate the mind of what it's thinking and how much it wants to do compared to the body that's... What is that? The outward man perish, the inner man is renewed day by day. Amen. I love that.
Yeah, so it was very, very... Very, very excellent day. Tomorrow we continue and head north. We're going to fly some more signs if the Lord wills. And I got a couple scripture verses to share. Sister Armin, I know you have a verse to share.
I have one. 1 Thessalonians 3:13. To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
I love that. With all his saints. Mm-hmm. Be looking for his coming.
Amen.
That's what we're out there telling people about. I want to share these verses on peace, because we have a whole bunch of it lately. We know that Christ came to bring the sword, and sword brings division, and we're absolutely good with division because it's of him, it's for him, it serves his purpose. Matthew 10:34, think not that I've come to send peace on earth. I've come not to send peace, but a sword. We know that sword cuts away, doesn't it, Sister Amin?
Oh, it certainly does.
Luke 12:51. Suppose ye that I've come to give peace on earth. I tell you nay, but rather division. So we got to divide sin from ourselves. We got to divide people from ourselves at time. We got to divide ourselves from the world. So division is absolutely a good and godly thing. Last verse. This is awesome. John 14:27. So after that division comes, he didn't come bring peace. He divides out, he separates out. Now, John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You know, the command to not be afraid is echoed all through the scriptures. Don't be afraid. Don't be anxious. Don't be worried about tomorrow. We got to take that serious.
Yeah, we do.
So those things on peace and division, we're so thankful. I know Sister Amin, and I know Brother Kuo, who's out here street preaching with us, we're thankful to be in the Lord. We're thankful to be where we are. We're thankful to be able to do what we do in the streets and every day online. He always has us right where we need to be.
Oh, yeah.
And we get to do it with other godly saints.
Amen. Praise God.
What a joy. Best job in the world and the universe.
Remember we did that audio where we each grabbed just a handful of some of the jobs we used to do?
Yep. Yeah.
I love thinking about this one because this is like, it's not even a job, but if you want to look at it that way.
It's a labor.
It is so phenomenally awesome.
Yeah.
What a pleasure and what do you want to call that? Something that...
Blessing.
Yes, a blessing and a privilege.
A privilege.
A privilege to be able to work for the Lord.
Yeah.
Not a burden, a privilege.
And as we close out, I would just encourage you, seek the Lord with all your heart. Ask the Lord to bring that sword in your life so you can divide out sin and issues. Maybe there's people need to be divided out of your life as well. And when the Lord brings that, let me tell you, we can testify. Peace, joy, calm. No confusion, and you can be about the things of God. What a joyous thing it is.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we love you all. Till tomorrow, if the Lord gives it to us, we'll be back again. Check out that audio, the audio teachings that we have posted on the Ecclesia page. Check out our latest post and everything that Sister Amin is going to have up on the edification page. Why? Because we're told, Hebrews 3:13, edify and exhort each other daily, lest we be caught up in
the deceitfulness of sin.
Amen. We don't want that.
No, we don't want that for anybody. So that's why we keep doing this.
That's
every
why we
day.
Keep doing
Best
it.
We can.
No one can say we don't do it. We do. We're striving to do it all to God's glory, and it's all of Him for Him.
Amen.
All right. Love y'all. Seek the kingdom. Be ready to give an answer. Don't be afraid of division, and walk in the peace that only Christ can bring.
Amen. May God be praised.